Each week, I normally say something funny or witty here to kind of kick things off for this hour of the show. Well, this time, there's really nothing witty to say. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalenge.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Kara DeFalco will be in the studio soon, and we will be talking about each state's most Googled questions. What is on the mind in each of these 50 nifty? We are about to find out, and some of the questions will have you scrambling for answers. And then it'll be this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film The Fitz, and then the return of our commercial parody. We thought it was really funny. We spent a lot of time on it. It was airing on the show about a month ago, a little more than that, but then some personnel changes on the show came along, and we needed to recast. And so we did. It's back, and yes, it's even funnier now. Then it will be Adam Walsky stopping by with his latest installment of Sports in Focus. This time, Adam is talking about Major League Baseball and Instant Replay. And then, because it's been a very busy week, and you'll understand why in a moment, we are going to replay one of our most popular interviews we've ever aired on the show. About a month ago, Carol Burnett, the one and only Carol Burnett, was on the show, so we will give you another chance to listen to that chat with the queen of television comedy. Well, we start things off this week with what happened to me and my family this week. It was the conclusion of about a 2.5-year journey. Didn't really talk about it much, I think, at all here on the show. My wife's father passed away after a 2.5-year battle with both Alzheimer's disease and dementia. They are afflictions that do not get enough conversation across the fruited plain. We hear about other diseases. All of these diseases deserve as much conversation and attention that they can get. But Alzheimer's and dementia, it's just considered to be, well, you're old and you're going to get it eventually. It is a terrible way to, for lack of a better term, deteriorate. It is the long goodbye. And it is one thing to lose the ability of perhaps your limbs, but it's something completely different to lose your mind. And we saw with my father-in-law how the occurrences of confusion, of hysteria, of hallucination increased as the time went on over the 2.5-year period. And it is something that really is not given enough discussion. How do you care for someone like this? It is very difficult to, unless you are a skilled professional. And not everyone in this country can hire home health aides. They are incredibly helpful in what they do. They are very expensive. The average family cannot handle paying what they need to do to cover the time when they need to be out, because families still have to work and life still has to go on to support everybody else within the family. So when we talk about these other things and, oh, well, now I have health insurance finally, thank goodness. Yeah, and you have basic coverage that barely can cover anything past a hangnail. When something catastrophic like this hits a family and you need to pay for things such as home health care so that your life can go on and they can receive the care they need so you can go out and support the family by working, your insurance will not cover it. You turn around to Medicare, they won't cover it. You go to Medicaid, they won't cover it. And before we start jumping up and down to celebrate how we have this wonderful health insurance now that we can revel in and we can all just take a deep breath. Oh, really? When things like this happen, and when a person like this, who served his country in World War II, when his time of need came, how about the VA stepping up and paying for the home health care services? This country has the money because we waste money on so many ridiculous things. Here is something that we really do need to take care of, our own. Stay with us. Kara DeFalco is in next. Each state's most Googled questions. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
B Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's more addictive than cigarettes, alcohol, and coffee? Technology.
A recent survey shows only 3% of people on vacation didn't check their email. Stuart Hughes, writing for the BBC, talks about his digital detox. It wasn't by choice. On vacation, deep in the woods in Canada, he found himself unable to get internet service.
3 long days later, he made a startling discovery. He says, as the virtual world receded, the real world in front of me came into sharper focus.
He created timeless memories. He lived moments personally and privately. Now he plans to make this an annual event.
Could you use a digital detox? It may help you reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. A surprising cash cow now lies in a surgical procedure some doctors are employing to treat hyperactivity in children. There's been some evidence that hyperactivity could be caused by a lack of sleep from apnea or a sleep disorder. So doctors are pushing tonsillectomies, or the removal of a child's tonsils, as treatment for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD. They say boys with ADHD snore more than other children, and that the tired body may overcompensate by becoming hyperactive. Some 50% of tonsillectomies are done because enlarged tonsils interfere with a child's breathing. But in these scenarios, what's left out is that sleep apnea or other disorders are often caused by obesity. And throat surgery for profit over dealing with a child's diet may not be in the best interest of any child. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.